Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations. Online at shrm.org.
Pounding the dollar.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. If you're on your way to London today, you might want to make another stop at the airport ATM and grab some extra cash. This morning, the British pound briefly broke through the $2 mark. It's the highest level since September of 92. Asian markets may have been up on Monday, but they fell today. In Tokyo, the Nikkei lost 100 points, or 0.5%. European markets are also down so far this morning. But it was all blue skies on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow shot up 108 points, or 12,720. The Nasdaq gained 26 points. It's at 2518. And the S&P added 15 points to 1468. What's the expression, the rich just keep getting richer? A look at Fortune magazine's list of the 500 biggest U.S. companies based on total revenue confirms that perspective. The list released this week shows Walmart with $351 billion in revenue, pushing past ExxonMobil for the top spot. The magazine says this is the most profitable period in the 53-year history of the Fortune 500. But Marketplace's Bob Moon reports there's some debate over whether that's good news or bad.
Critics think of the list as the Fortune 500 fat cats, with collective profits of $785 billion last year, representing a 29% jump over the year before. The magazine credits mild labor costs and soaring productivity.
I like the way they say mild labor costs. In other words, they've been able to keep wages really low without sharing with the workers who are responsible for that.
Meju Louis heads the group United for a Fair Economy. She's not alone in her concern. A new study by the Fairness Initiative on Low-Wage Work finds one in three American workers make $11 an hour or less. Others argue the higher corporate profits eventually trickle down to all American workers. The Cato Institute's Chris Edwards says it's good news for everyone.
American workers should feel more secure in their jobs when their businesses are making profits. The problem industries are those like airlines and automobiles that are not making profits. There's where you see the job losses and the jobs moving offshore.
Edwards says it's business expansion that will raise American incomes in the long run. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Going green to earn more green. Home Depot is selling environmental consciousness. Today, the company will introduce a label for some 3,000 products that promote energy conservation, sustainable forestry, and clean water. It's the largest green labeling program among retailers in the U.S. And because it's the largest buyer of construction material in the world, Home Depot says it can persuade the thousands of its suppliers to become more environmentally friendly. Critics are still calling for World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz to resign. Wolfowitz says he has no plans to step down. He's on the hot seat for getting a pay raise and promotion for his girlfriend. This debacle has rekindled debate over whether the U.S. should keep getting to select the head of the international organization. Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Tradition has it the U.S. picks the head of the World Bank, while the Europeans get dibs on the International Monetary Fund. The tradition dates back to the post-war period, when there weren't many other obvious choices to head up the institutions. Lately, though, there have been rumblings from Asia, Latin America, and Africa that maybe somebody else should get a shot at naming the president. Robert Dunn is an economics professor at George Washington University. He says having a president from a different country could mean less American money for World Bank projects. They might not have quite the ability to lean on the Department of Treasury. But he's quick to point out other countries could step in.
They might gain influence elsewhere. I mean, you know, there's a lot of money in China. There's a lot of money in Japan. And there's actually a fair amount of money in India. I don't think the institution necessarily gets weaker.
And he says it's not just a pipe dream. The U.S. may be the single largest shareholder, but taken together, the others are bigger. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Usually Mother Nature ensures that male births outnumber female ones, but a new study says that gap has been gradually narrowing over the past three decades in the U.S. and Japan. Researchers suspect the decline in male births can be explained in part by paternal exposure to environmental toxins. The study is on the online edition of the journal Environmental Health Perspectives.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. and by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years with a commitment to provide objective financial advice. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship, online at kauffman.org.
Finished your taxes yet? If the answer is no and you haven't filed for an extension, we all know what you'll be doing today and probably tonight as well. No one enjoys filling out tax forms. We've all fantasized about not paying taxes. Some have actually done that. Trey K met up with one tax challenge type who finally decided to make nice with Uncle Sam.
Joan says numbers freak her out.
I'm a math phobic. I have a fear of all sums.
And this phobia extends to money.
I had always had somebody else do my taxes for me. My father did my taxes for me, and then my husband did the taxes, and then after we split, well, I just didn't have time.
But the IRS had time to track her down. One day, Joan received a letter saying she owed $50,000 in taxes.
Death and taxes, you can't avoid them. That's the old saying. Death and taxes, you can't avoid them. Don't even try.
She can laugh about it now, but it wasn't too funny back then.
Every time I got one of these notices, I got this funny little feeling in my gut and feel like I had nails and fingernails scraping in the palms of my hands. And I was just like, oh, I don't like this feeling.
You know, the IRS doesn't like that feeling either. This year, Uncle Sam expects to lose $27 billion from people not filing their taxes.
I feel so sorry for people who let themselves get into the situation. And we do. We kind of let ourselves, or something happens. I mean, if I hadn't gotten that inheritance and been able to clear that tax bill, I probably would be in jail. I would certainly have ulcers, probably weigh 700 pounds because I've been eating my way out of it.
Now Joan files her taxes every year with the help of an accountant that she swears by. I'm Trey Kay from Marketplace.
If you're on the run today, either working on your taxes or just some important errands, you can take us with you. That's because we're podcasting. Just visit our website. It's marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.